Edward Waters Jr., Ja'Cory Duffy, has just finished microbiology class Wednesday when he hears about the proposed athletic field. He says as a football player, he thinks it's needed.
We actually need something nice to play on so we can stay healthy during the season.
Curry wants to put $4 million into the new field. EWC president Nat Glover says home football games will be played there instead of at area high schools. And it will also be a place for the community to exercise. Edward Waters is in an area of town with high rates of diabetes and heart disease.
So to have access to recreational facilities that will facilitate a healthy environment, there will be a track around the football field where people can come in a safe environment and walk the track.
But he's most excited about nearly $4.5 million proposed for refurbishing one of the school's all-male dormitories, plagued by air conditioning issues and mold. Glover says the investment will help retain students who can't afford to drop out, and society can't afford it either.
They will end up being tax-paying, revenue-producing, and serving this community. But if they drop out, then it will be just the opposite. And that price tag will be 10 times as much, all the way up from unemployment to the prison system.
If city council approves the funding, Curry says construction could start within a year. The mayor is set to release his full proposed budget July 17th. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.